The devotional content of the following Monty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. Copyright 2017. All rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, greetings, everyone. It's your host, the Monty Man, here at Take 12 Recovery Radio's Monty Man's Meditorial. This meditorial is entitled Change and Surprise. Well, if you would have told me in my college days that my life would amount to much more than handcuffs and hangovers, I might have asked, what are you smoking? Well, but today as I walk through this Thanksgiving week, I am filled with surprise that change has brought to my life. Yesterday at 5:25 a.m., our first grandchild was born, coming in at 8 pounds, 1 ounce. Little Pierce Montgomery Meyer came into our lives. It seems that no matter how much you prepare for the birth of a new family member, there is nothing that can prepare you for the incredible rush of emotions and love that you go through when you hold that precious life in your arms for the first time. As I sat in the birthing room with three generations of Meyer before me, I reflected upon all the change that has surprised me over my 67 years of life. All that which appeared to be a wasteland at times has become rich with spiritual vegetation. But it's taken work. Reading from Isaiah 43:19, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." Well, recovery involves a lot of hard work, right? Change and growth take effort. But we're not doing this all ourselves. God is also at work. God is at our side in the process of healing. Sometimes, of course, it seems like there is not much for God to work with, right? We see our diseases and dysfunctions clearly and wonder how anything can be made out of this mess. But God is full of surprises. God can turn the most unlikely of events and experiences into opportunities to bring us new life and new hope. Sometimes, recovery seems like a desert wasteland, desolate, unproductive. We can't imagine that anything can grow here. The conditions, well, they're too hostile. Well, it is unto just such situations that God comes. In a trackless wilderness, God makes a way. In a parched wasteland, God causes a stream of water to spring up. It's a remarkable thing when God finds a path for us when we are completely lost. I've been there. How about you? It's a remarkable thing when God provides nourishment for us in a wasteland. But God does, time and time again. God is doing a new thing in us. It may be difficult for us to perceive it at first, but little by little, day by day, new life and hope spring up. God can take the pathless wasteland of our lives and grow a garden there. Do you see it? God asks. Can you see how it springs up? It will be a garden someday. It will yield a bountiful harvest. Well, I'll tell you, with the birth of our grandson, our first grandchild actually, change has once again brought a surprise. Our closing song for this Thanksgiving week is by Ben Richter, and it's entitled The Thanksgiving Song. Here's Ben.
Familiar highways, lined with leaves turned brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family, the kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Watching football, watching families grow, the old kids' table, all have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and I'd almost cry. So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family, the kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Put your dishes in the kitchen sink and let the leftover year just wash away. As we made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history. Thank God that it's Thanksgiving Day.
So many memories wrapped up in that song. Well, for more of Ben's great music, visit his website at benrichtermusic.com. Well, here's my closing prayer. Dear Lord, we often have a difficult time seeing that the path of change you lay before us can lead to such a wondrous life of fulfillment. But it is not through our eyes that our path is created. Therefore, we trust you. Your vision for us is pure. Your sight is not obstructed by the things we perceive are roadblocks. Help us to trust you, Lord. And in that trust, know that there is no better time to be grateful, to be thankful, than right now. Amen. Well, my friends, thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are brand new to us, and for those of you who have been with us for the last 18 years, we are so thankful during this Thanksgiving week for your listenership. For more of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com and subscribe on any of the podcasting platforms listed there. Until next time, this is the Monty Man, along with the rest of the Take 12 Recovery Radio family, wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving and God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.